we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
What's up, Big D?
How much? What's going on, buddy?
Just another day. Make some money to pay them bills, right?
Fucking bills are always on in this, dude.
Yes, sir. So we got the audio going, the video going. What's up to your viewers? And the last video, I think the last time I seen it was like up to like 20 or something.
Yeah, it was 20. It's 20 views, dude.
So that's pretty good.
Shit,
for the downloads for the audio.
That was awesome, dude.
It's mad downloads.
That is freaking cool as heck, man.
So we want to thank you guys, and maybe the viewers. The numbers will be going up as well.
Yes, thank you.
But the audio is going good. Keep downloading, streaming, sharing. Rotpod, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Videos, pictures, audio, a lot more stuff coming. Myself, Mr. B, and...
I'm Big D.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, another day. Just chilling.
Enjoying this beautiful weather, man. Yep. Nice, cloudy, overcast. Oh, my gosh. It's a perfect day.
OMG. Yeah, it's not too hot, huh?
No, it's not, man. Yeah. But I'm a big guy. I sweat no matter what, buddy. I sweat like a slave, baby.
Sweat like a slave. Yeah. Yeah. The past few evenings here in Albuquerque was cool, cooler than usual.
Mm-hmm. It has been.
So it's pretty good.
It has been nice.
And the first thing we want to mention: September 10th, the Twitch 12-hour streaming.
And so for charity.
Child's Play charity. You got from here till then to save a dollar, save a couple dollars.
God, this is for charity, people. Come on now.
Yep.
Let's help the kids out. The children. It's all about the children.
Children, yeah. And the two guys, the two Twitch streamers, the gamers,
they got
in contact with them, and they're going to send out a link, a donate link.
Nice.
A donate button.
Yeah.
So with all these streams going out and we're all in one community together, we'll be able to use that one link and the listeners will be able to hit that
just
button.
Just click on it and boom.
Yes, sir.
That is very cool, man.
Yep. So, yep, September 10th.
Remember that day, September 10th, people.
That day.
It's only 3 weeks away, maybe?
3 weeks? Like 3 weeks away?
Yeah, almost 3 weeks.
It's gonna come soon.
Fuck, it comes. That's one thing for sure, man. Time does go by fast.
Yes, sir. So, what's new, Big D?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, doing today. I guess we wanted to talk about a little bit about our personal stuff, I guess. The relationships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before Big D, what you got? What's on your mind, buddy?
I don't know. I've been pretty lucky, man. I mean, I'm with Jessica now. She's been really good. We've been dating her since July 5th.
July 5th?
Yeah. It's over a month. So, we've been talking since July 5th. That's when we first started talking, I guess, really dating, probably that weekend.
Yeah.
So everything was going good. I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, but you've been married for a long time, though, no?
Yeah.
How long now, Bob?
Well, we've been together for 14 years.
Nice. That's good. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
But my wife, when I was my ex-wife, when I was with her, we were married probably 16 years.
16 years.
And I've known her right now going on 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
With Yvette. Man, it's funny how that's kind of crazy, dude, because, you know, you've been with her that long, you say, like, oh, hell, this is it, you know?
Yeah.
We got it good. And then just freaking one day, dude, all of a sudden, boom, fucking carpet sweep you right off your feet, man.
You're crazy.
The next thing you know, holy fuck, I'm signing a divorce paper after freaking 15, 16 years. Are you kidding?
Just happened quickly?
Yeah, pretty quick, man, after that. But
you're doing good, though, right?
Yeah. I'm doing good. Oh, yeah. You hit your freaking potholes in between the good ones, man. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good that you're just, like they say, take care of take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And then once you're taking care of yourself, you're doing good, you'll be able to take care of others.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Heck yeah.
Because you can't take care of others if you're not. You can't take care of, if you're not taking care of yourself.
That's right, man. Yeah. That's right. I mean, you know, everybody comes with baggage, man. No matter if it's a chick or a guy, everybody comes with baggage. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got to be willing. You know, if you're gonna accept that person for the good, you got to accept them for the bad, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, because you know you can't. We're all not perfect, and we're all not gonna find that perfect person. So you know, you just find the person that just clicks with you. It's not gonna necessarily mean that y'all like the same things. A lot of the times, you're not going to.
Yep.
You know, like me and Jessica, we're like totally opposite on each side of the spectrum. You know what I mean? She likes Sublime. She loves horror flicks. Rob Zombie, she's obsessed with.
Yeah.
You know, his freaking slasher movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Me, you know me, I'm a scaredy cat, dude. Fucking somebody scream around the wall, I'm taking off. And so, you know, she's like you. She likes Wu-Tang Clan. That's her favorite freaking rap group that she likes. Me, I only like Gravel Pit. And that's about it.
Yep.
There's Ricky. Stretch over there.
Stretch.
Rapper. But, I mean, there's just something that happens that we just click.
Yeah.
We just click, man. And it's just good, man. It's going good. You know, we keep the narrative like our texting. You know, instead of just texting, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we talk like we get together on the weekends. That's when we do all of our talking and really getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You know, during the week, you know, during texting and stuff, I feel like, you know, you just keep it short, you know, get to know each other. You know, if somebody needs something, they can call you. You know, like if she was going through a hard time, she can call me. We talk, help her out. You know, same thing for me. You know, you just text, you know, tell her what you feel. Tell her, just put a smile on her face, you know.
Yeah.
Simple good morning or simple I love you, you know, throughout the day. You know, help people, you know, lift their spirits up, man. And I think that's what it's about, man. And then on the weekends when you get together, then they just lay everything out online. You know, you could talk then and just talk each other's ear off, you know, get each other's week,
yeah,
you know, off. And that's what's good, man. That's good. It's going pretty good, man. I'm blessed.
The weekend, you don't worry about any other things. You just
each other.
Go into your own world and
yeah,
just enjoy it.
It's just me and her, man. And that's what, it's like she told me when she made it, it's a damn good point. It's like our mini vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I get a room, we get together in our hotel room, and we just, that's it. It's just me and her. There's nothing else that matters, dude. And that's, it's fucking awesome, dude. Pretty damn cool.
Cool. It's good, Big D.
Thanks, man. Thanks for letting me share this, you know?
Yes, sir. And, this podcast is a way of an outlet.
Yeah.
Outlet to speak to the people. And like we said, listeners out there, if you want to chime in, message, give your thoughts about anything.
Yep, heck yeah.
Whatever we talk about, let's communicate, let's talk back and forth. And you never know, we might be helping somebody out there as well.
Yeah. And relationship-wise, or, you know, just going through, because, you know, like, I've been, I don't know if you want to go into this, too, been experiencing a lot of this, like, a lot of this depression stuff, man.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends, and even the one, my last relationship I was in, fell in this freaking deep depression.
Uh-huh.
And they just couldn't get that freaking dark monster off their back. Well, I guess it was just too much of a burden to hold for them, and they ended up taking their life.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what ended up my relationship with her. I mean, that was, I mean, even now I still have a little bit of a hard time for it.
Yeah.
But I'm so lucky I have Jessica there that she can ease me through it, man. I could talk to her about it, and she understands. But, you know, I'm letting everything go. But, you know, there's still days, there's still gotta work around it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same thing for myself and my wife. We're both opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And if that example that you said is a pretty good positive, because if you're feeling down and your spouse,
mm-hmm.
your best friend,
yes.
is feeling the same way,
yes.
then how can you get out of that? If one person's not strong at one moment, but the other one's a total opposite,
yes, exactly.
strong, they'll be able to lift you up and you just even out and just stay balanced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good thing about being on opposite sides. So that's the same for my wife and I. I've never experienced or heard from people like talking bad from the outside. but when we're out and about, sometimes one of us has like a little attitude or something.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And when that happens, sometimes I wonder what people think about us. That crossed my mind maybe like once or twice, but after thinking about it, it's like they don't know the whole story. They just seen that part of it.
Yeah, and they're just seeing that part, like, oh man, look at how they are.
They're probably terrible. Or
yeah,
probably,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Their relationship is probably horrible or something.
Yeah,
like
all they do is fight, yeah, or whatever. Yeah, 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 yeah. Of course, heck yeah. And that's, you know, and that's what we understand. That's what freaking, oh, she's very smart. She's very bright and just witty. That, you know, no matter if I have something with her, I mean, she kind of gets me. I kind of like, I don't shut down, but I really don't like showing my feelings so much, because I, for some reason, I always think I'm letting the other person know that I'm kind of vulnerable at the time.
Yeah.
And that's when a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of assholes out there that would take advantage of that, you know, of that part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she really wants me to just open up to her and talk to her, and I'm learning to do that, man. Just open up to her, talk to her, you know, whatever it might be. And dang, man, it's good, man. I mean, far to this point, known her a short time, man, but this short time, just everything clicked so much, man. I just fell for her, dude. I mean, just really fell hard.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, shout out to Mrs. B.
Yes, shout out.
Shout out to Jessica.
Jessica.
That's right.
You can hear this, because I'm sending it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, still, yeah, been together for years and years, and still going.
That's good, man.
Keep motivating each other and just keep doing what we're doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sir, every day, man. Just, you know, we always text each other. You know, it may not be all the time, but, you know, like maybe every 3 or 4 hours, just depends how busy with the one another is.
Yeah.
And just to show them, say, hey, I'm thinking about you. You know, whatever hearts, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, just to put a smile on the other one's face, like, hey. You know, today ain't going to be so bad to have somebody out there that's thinking about me, that has my back no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. Heck yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So, yeah, you just need somebody to talk to, some people to talk to, some friends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special someone.
Oh, yeah. Special, yeah. Someone, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Wow, this is kind of crazy. We're going our off the beaten path, right?
Off the beaten path, but yeah. Yeah, different is good.
Mm-hmm.
Different is good. Like listening to, I got to check out that After Six podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's two guys on there, and they do a lot of they pick out a few topics to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and they just go off on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I just want to, just the listeners that we have, it's, we got a lot of listeners, so I just want to thank every one of them.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. I mean, this is for you guys, man. I mean, like Mr. B says, whatever topic you want to talk about, give them a shout out. Bring us in the topic. Let's talk about it. Don't matter what it is.
Yep.
You want to talk about a tree that's in your yard and it's pissing you off? Let's talk about it. Yeah.
Tree.
Well, find somebody with a saw and hatch that fucker down, man. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. With the tree comes with bad kids throwing toilet paper on your house. Jeez, that's the first thing that came to my head.
Them little toilet bastards.
Yeah. And today's Tuesday.
Tuesday, man.
$5 Tuesdays
at the movies, yes, sir.
I think this week we're gonna take a break.
All right, from going.
Yeah, so no movie today, and but the two movies that we want to watch are Star Trek and Bourne, Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
So we need to catch up on the Jason Bourne movies, and then we'll watch the one in the theaters.
Heck yeah, I like the other ones, man. Those are pretty good.
Did you get to watch all of them?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you watch the one in the theaters?
No.
The new one, yeah.
I'm an action buff, so I kind of like the big explosion kicking ass kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So, probably tonight we'll watch the second one.
The second one tonight?
The second one, yeah. We watched the first one on Sunday.
Oh, okay. That one's just the Bourne Identity, right?
Bourne Identity, yeah. Then the next one's going to be the Bourne...
The Bourne Supremacy?
Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah, the Bourne Supremacy is the next one.
Yeah. So we got to finish the five of them, huh, right?
Yeah.
Four. Fourth. And the
four,
fifth,
yeah.
Fifth one's in the...
Yeah, in theater, yeah.
In the theater, yeah. So we're going to catch up and then... yeah, take a break from the $5 Tuesdays. I mean, we've been at the movies like every week.
Every I've been week. Tearing it up.
Yep.
Heck yeah, man. That Star Trek, you're going to enjoy, dude.
So you already watched that one?
Yeah. That one's badass. Now, that one, I love the rebooted ones. You know, this is, I think, the third one?
Third one.
I love the first two, man. And then this one was pretty badass.
You know.
Heck yeah, it's nice, man.
Yeah, we like the Star Trek series. So we're looking forward to this one, but just taking a break today.
That's good.
We missed the popcorn, though.
Which one do you go to? This 24 over here?
The Century Rio 24.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We still haven't experienced the lounge seats.
Oh.
Yeah, we still haven't done that yet.
I think it's at the Icon over there on Tramway and Central.
The one Stretch was talking about.
Yeah, that one is very nice.
Yeah.
We went there seeing the... The one with the Kevin Hart and the Rock.
Oh, the it starts with the C, huh?
Yeah. Central Intelligence.
Yeah, Central Intelligence.
Have you seen that one yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
The Rock is actually the funny one in that movie. he's a freaking dork in it, man, but it's a good movie.
I deleted his app, the alarm clock.
Did you?
Yeah, the Rock clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I deleted it, and it's been a few weeks now that I haven't had it, but I was thinking about downloading it again and see if I could get some motivation from it again.
That's cool, motivation. Man. Got to get it back up, man.
Back up, yeah.
Hey, Maggie, get up!
Yeah. So, and for some reason, the phone that I have, the blue. Let's see. Let's bring it out here. So this one, the blue phone, the sound, the alarm clock, the volume on the alarm.
Yeah.
For some reason, every now and then it goes to silent. So some mornings, the alarm would sound, but it would be quiet, and I wouldn't hear it. Then when I get up later, then I look at my phone, and it would say like you missed your alarm. So I was like, oh man. So now I got use out of my old Android phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I put a few apps on there, and I put the put an alarm clock on there. So that one I'm gonna download the Rock clock.
Oh, nice.
So that I'll be able to put the volume on high and make sure. So that's been waking me up lately. So do the Rock clock, alarm clock.
Very nice, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. B, she's. She sent me a few two links,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really get to look into it. And one was about the smart contact lens, where it's like a video camera on the lens.
Oh shit!
On the contact lens.
Yeah.
And then the other one was
how small is that?
It's just like contact lens.
Oh okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me bring it up real quick.
Damn, that's pretty crazy.
It says these contact lens can record and play back video. It says Sony. It's the one Sony. Sony's the one that's developing it. It says you'll be able to record and relive the most memorable moments in your life. Smart video lens. So Sony's filed a patent for it.
Oh, shit.
Autofocus, exposure adjustment, and zooming. Man, imagine zooming.
Dang.
Ability to calibrate the camera with your blinking. It says an electroluminescence display. It just means you could see the playback. You can see the playback of the videos. And they'll be able to use augmented reality with these also.
Oh wow!
So like maybe like if you're like playing a game or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're walking the streets instead of using your phone, you could actually see like objects in your eye. You know, like they do. Like the Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Where you walk around with your phone.
Yeah, and your phone and it shows up.
You see all these people walking around with their phones? Pokemon Go, that was a I think it kind of died down a little bit.
I think it has. I think people are getting themselves hurting themselves, dude.
So something like that, you would just be able to see in your eye, and you would look around, and you would see cartoons or animated objects, people, whatever. So yeah, smart contact lens coming from Sony, which is Sony cameras.
Oh shit!
They're actually pretty good. They make those what are those Zeiss lens.
Oh,
so if you ever find a digital camera with those Zeiss lens, they're pretty good lens.
Dang.
Yes, sir. So that's from Mrs. B. She's been sharing that on Facebook.
Oh shit!
And she's been actually posting my husband does a podcast. Does anybody have any questions or whatever? But nothing yet. Nobody has us anything.
I need to put that to you. My husband does a podcast.
My husband. My partner. For you, my girlfriend's boyfriend. I'll say my wife's husband has a podcast. How's your voice there? See if anybody gets it.
My wife's husband
has a podcast here in Albuquerque.
You should go listen to it.
Check it out.
You bastard.
And then here in Albuquerque, also a Santa Fe resident. You know Santa Fe? It's like 40 minutes north of Albuquerque. 45
years old.
The resident of Santa Fe, Jack Sullivan, he actually had to explain to a Delta, you know, the Delta
Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Actually had to explain to them that New Mexico was part of the United States. Said he had to explain that New Mexico is in fact part of the United States, and we are the 47th state. So I guess some of the people from Delta Airlines, they were giving him crap like about going to Mexico.
Man, you need a fucking passport to go to New Mexico. Man, shut up. You know what's sad about that? They can recognize freaking Puerto Rico as a fucking state and more than New Mexico. You believe that shit?
Puerto Rico?
Yeah, it's a territory, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
I guess they were coming back from Pennsylvania.
That explains it.
So, people from Delta Airlines said, we don't want to end up in Mexico. Says.
Your water sucks. Man, fuck you.
Imagine somebody saying that. Sorry, we don't want to end up in Mexico.
No. All right, come here, you rat bastard. This Mexican's kicking your ass.
When we get there, the Mexicans are kick your butt for saying that.
I mean, it's sad, but true. I mean, every time, you know, I love the East Coast. But when you go over there and you mention Mexico, a lot of people really think that we need a passport to get over there. You know, like me, especially the way I talk, because I have the southern drawl, because, you know, I'm from the south.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Texas, it's just right there. And so I have this kind of a drawl to me. And then they look at me and say, God, you speak pretty damn good English. Motherfuckers. Dude, I should slap you. What the fuck you mean I got pretty... What? So don't you need a passport to come for you? No, you didn't.
Who said that?
Yeah, when I went with my mom, because she's from Foxborough, Massachusetts, you know, my stepmom. And so I went with her one time to go visit her family. Rude bastards. That they always say it. Right when I got there, oh, you got a passport for you? What?
Oh.
Passport? What the fuck, I gotta kick you in your balls?
Yeah.
You know, I was a little kid at the time. I couldn't really stand up for myself. There's a lot of whiteys around. But man, if I go back now, hell yeah. I'll lay into them bastards.
After you said that, I heard you say there. right there, back in Texas, right there.
Sometimes, come on, I can't fight it anymore. It just comes out.
You can't fight it. There's just some stupid people out there.
Yeah, I mean, the East Coast is the same way. Florida, well, Florida don't care. I mean, they got freaking Jamaicans and Cubans and Puerto Ricans and all kinds of shit there.
Florida should be their own
Country or something.
Country, just the way they are.
Yeah.
It's like, you go to Florida, somebody says, I went to Florida. It's like, you experience a whole different...
It is.
Whole different culture and just the way things are.
When I went to Tampa, dude, it was crazy. But the thing of it is, man, it's fucking beautiful, though, man. The colors there is like walking into a damn fucking digital freaking TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, the colors just freaking, for some reason, just real vibrant.
It's like walking into a Pixar movie.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Man, it's freaking, it's very nice, man.
Pretty good.
I like Tampa. Tampa was cool.
Yeah. Well, one thing that since you're talking about wanting to go places, I don't know if Mrs. B is listening, but one thing that I want to try this year is take her to a Packers game.
Oh, we're in Green Bay or? Summer's kind of nearby.
I'm going to have to look, see where they play at, something nearby.
Fuck that. Go to Wisconsin, dude. Go to Green Bay.
Green Bay, man. See there.
You'd have to land in Milwaukee, then drive to Green Bay, but hey.
There's this guy describing the Green Bay Stadium because it's all green.
Yeah.
They described it as a big trash can.
Trash heap.
A big trash can. Because the picture they showed, it's like all green.
Yeah, yeah.
All around, yeah. So they described it as a big trash can.
Waiting for Grouch to come out or what?
Big head from the top. So I would like to take her to the big trash can.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Last year, you know, I was able to go to watch my college team at Penn State.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, man. That was freaking badass. 102,000 people in that damn stadium, dude. And I was just a little speck trapped in that whole freaking sea of people, man.
You were just a number, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was. It really was.
L30.
No, it wasn't. No, actually, it was triple X. What was it? Triple X, row Z. I think seat 20 is where I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fucking, I mean, the numbers are crazy. And when I came in, I looked out because when the gates opened when you walked in, when you walk into the stadium, well, my seat was just right above me.
Yeah.
So I just had to climb the little steps all the way fucking up and then get to my seat. And when I got...
When you left?
That was horrible, dude. Son of a bitch, man. I mean, people are like touching you from here. You're touching people in front of you, dude. And you're just 102,000 people trying to get the same fucking place at the same time. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, man. I mean, that, you know, like, exits at every end.
Yeah.
But they all meet at the same spot, dude, to get out of the damn stadium.
To get out.
Yo. Holy shit, man.
That's the only thing about going to events, huh? Is just leaving.
I wanted to leave early, but I didn't. I wanted to get the full effect of this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did not want to go. I did not want to miss a second of this, man. Because I know this will probably be my one and only time I, you know, get a chance to do it.
Yeah.
And so and I just wanted to soak up everything, dude. Because I got there about an hour and a half early. And so, you know, I got to my seat. The gates opened like an hour or something like that, 45 minutes, whatever. And so I walked up to my seat and I sat. I did not go to the restroom because I didn't want to go to the restroom. I didn't want to go get something to eat because I'd get lost and then I'd fucking screwed.
Yep.
Now I'm crying like I got lost in a mountain somewhere or something. Help! Help! I just sat there, man. I needed to use the bathroom. I don't care. If it got that bad, I just peed in my chair. But
did you have a smartphone back then?
Yeah, I had my iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just last year. I had my iPhone. And I took some pictures on my Instagram. You can see the stadium.
Okay.
You know, especially when you're walking up. Because when I was walking up, I got to the top of a hill. And you just see the picture of the stadium perfectly, man.
Oh, okay.
It is freaking badass, nice. Dude. And then all the motorhomes. And what's cool about all those freaking, all that tailgating, you get there early enough, dude, and people just give their food, man, give you beer, give you whatever you want, dude. You just walk down. Hey, come try this. Oh, yeah. I'm trying this. And then you go and they give you a beer. The next one's going to be beer and freaking Brouwers. Oh, my God. I don't know what they put in their Brouwers, dude.
Delicious.
Fuck, yeah, man. I never... Oh, that thing was so good. Everyone had them. Oh, yeah, I haven't tried it. Like, no, fuck no. You know, just come on, man. Feed me, dude.
That's
and
cool.
It was badass, dude. It was pretty damn cool.
Tailgates.
Mm.
Tailgate party.
And they do it, man. They do it from the night before, and they're freaking hungover at the game.
Yeah.
And it's cool, man.
Cool, cool. Yeah. So this is episode 149.
It's not 148 and a half. We got it.
We got it. We got it. So Stretch going to be here today?
No. Yeah, take off. Go do his thing.
Do his thing, yeah. And then one more thing about the charity that I want to bring up. I'll probably be breaking out my Dreamcast.
Oh,
my
shit.
Sega Dreamcast. Be streaming some games from that and some other games as well. So, but more information will be coming on that.
Oh, nice, man. Heck yeah, that's pretty damn cool.
And then the posts on rollingofftrackpodcast.com, it has the links to the other podcasts and their websites. So to their websites and to their podcasts. So from there, you'll be able to get some other information about them too.
About them. Yeah. That's pretty cool because you can get on your link and then just find the different ones.
Yeah.
Whatever else you want to, you know. That's neat. That's pretty damn neat, dude.
So that's one link to share. RollingOffTrackPodcast.com.
Rod Pod, people.
Rod Pod.
Don't get it twisted. We're for real.
Keep going. Keep going.
Yes, we are. Yes, sir.
So, cool.
Cool, man. I enjoyed this. I mean, this is very personal for both of us, but, you know, let the viewers, you know, get to understand who we are.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, our spouses, our special ones, our best friends.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, that's what keeps us going. You know, behind every strong man, smart man, is a woman who knows what the hell is going on, keeping us in line.
August, September. September will be anniversary.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Heck yeah, man.
So I gotta go rob that guy over there for some money.
Well, I'll help you. Because we're going to be stuck here for a while with that damn traffic. That traffic sucks.
Sucks. Yeah. All right, Big D, until next time.
Until next time, dude. It's freaking awesome, brother.
Any last words for the Rod Pod? This is Rod Pod Land.
Y'all guys, take it easy. Love one another. And always be safe.
Yes, sir.